lights went black. A voice told you to fasten your seatbelts. A picture flashed on a movie screen. It was a rocket ship. Lights began to flash on and off. All of a sudden, smoke filled the auditorium. There was a loud burst, as if the rocket ship landed. The screen went up. Behind it stood or walked or danced over 56 people, 46 singers and musicians, 8 go-go dancers, people dressed in animal costumes. The experiment was on. The world premiere at Carnegie Hall of the Kasnitz Cats Singing Orchestral Circus. The ringmaster stepped out. He announced that the rocket ship had landed on another planet in the middle of a circus. Here it is, the sound that rocked Carnegie Hall.
Of course we were nervous. We knew it could work, but would it?
You're listening to the producers of the Orchestral Circus, 23-year-old Jerry Kasnitz and Jeff Katz.
Jerry came up with the idea of joining the groups together. From then on, everything took shape.
When we were in college together, we played on the football team. For as long as I can remember, Jeff and I have always been a team. One of us would pass the ball, and the other guy was there to catch it.
Our first try at recording dates back to 1966.
We brought our first production, SOS by Christine Cooper, to Neil Bogart at Cameo Parkway.
The record didn't quite make it, but Neil stuck with us anyway.
Hits soon followed. The Music Explosion sold a million with Little Bit of Soul. The 1910 Fruit Gum Company sold over a million with Simon Says. The Ohio Express sold over a million with Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
You're listening to the sound that rocked Carnegie Hall.
The first group we approached was the Music Explosion. Jeff and I were still excited, but could we ever put 46 musicians and singers together? Jamie Lyons flipped when we told him the idea.
It's phenomenal. Imagine 8 groups and 8 lead singers. It's got to be a giant.
Jamie's first single was also a giant. His current single, Yes Sir, on Laurie Records looks like a big one too.
The question asked to us the most is how do we come up with the name, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company?
You're listening to Mark Gutkowski of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
It's my fault. While going through an old trunk in my attic, I found an old bubblegum wrapper, and that provided my inspiration. Unfortunately, all the gum was gone. Simon Says was the biggest thrill of our lives. Our new record is called 123 Red Light.
Being a recording artist is frightening. We've been up and down so much that we feel like a yo-yo.
That's Dean from the Ohio Express. Their first record took 11 months to happen. It was called Beg, Borrow, and Steal.
Our second and third record didn't make it. We recorded our first single for Booter about 3 months ago. Our latest single, Yummy Yummy, just sold over a million records. Our next single is titled Down at Lulu's.
As big as the Beatles or the Monkees? Nobody knows, but it is big. It's huge. The sound that rocked Carnegie Hall.